Alright, I'll be back.
Game is paused!
Game is...
We have swirling fire tornadoes.
That's nifty.
Pow!
Got you first, bitch.
Nope, I shot your bullet out of the air. I shot your bullet out of the air.
I am back, I'm sorry.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I will kill myself over this!
Oh, God, we're nuts.
So, okay.
It's after like playing orphan children.
After that debacle. Huh?
One by
like,
nine.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
plot happened fast.
When we started the game, we just started in the plot, because I was just, when I was writing this, I was like, maybe I could write a way to dick around and it's, no.
I'm just going to plot. I need to go to the bathroom.
Thought you were just making
Condor, can you lead me to the bathroom?
Condor. Yeah. Spirit guide me to your bathroom.
We cannot go there, George.
You cannot go there. Your bladder is too full.
You can't go to the bathroom. Hello there, neighbor.
Stop looking at yourself in the mirror.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
We have to cut all this out.
My neighbor.
Yeah, that scene is done. Alright, we'll have us pause right there. Right?
Okay, we pause. Listeners, get a snack. Go make a sandwich. Treat yourself.
Call your mother. She's worried.
Call your mother. She's a very nice woman and she misses you.
Aww.
Except for you, Clace. You go hug your mother.
You go hug Nate with your money.
Everybody hugs Nate.
I'll hug Nate as soon as he gets out of the bathroom.
No, you're going to have to get through Nate.
Hug. We'll hug him together.
Okay. Poor little girl.
Yeah, you... It's disappointing.
I'm going to just have all these high-five calluses.
I lack so much context.
It's okay. To be fair, my character does too.
And to be fair, my character has no idea that they're talking in their heads. He's just like, man.
People sure are quiet.
Well, I guess that's the time of the month.
What? Man, it's a great day to be friends with all these fucking psychics.
Did you roll in that one?
Yeah.
When it was him, Caleb, and Molly, it was just like, wow.
Never trust this one again.
Nothing like everyone knowing everything before I knew.
That was a fun scene. I just rolled 2 18s on 3d20s. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
The gaming store near where I live had a special last week where you walk in and they had 2d20s. You roll it, and whatever you get is how much percent off of everything in the store.
Ooh.
So it's like 2% to 40%. Nice.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 10.
Oh.
I rolled a 3 and a 7.
They were loaded.
Okay, I know about the Grinning Man.
Yes.
I know a little bit about Odin.
Yeah.
A lot. I didn't know Manny didn't have a monster. I'd ask Matt that.
Manny is a monster.
Yeah, he's a weird kid.
Spoilers!
He's a weird kid, so he's a fusion of kid and monster.
Of man and machine!
Of man and
machine. Some weird kids are fusions of man and machine.
That's true.
That's, weird kids are beautiful in that they can be whatever you want to be.
So what happened with the older Brendan?
We went into a dream, kind of.
Session 34.
Yeah.
We went into a dream that was constructed by this guy, and that was with all the previous kids only, not with the extended cast. But in fact, that was Nate and Sam did a text RP of what happened to Emma and George in that. I like that Nate just wrote, you know, we could have just gone and just written erotica there.
It could have happened, yeah.
It could have just happened.
If George had done the opposite of what was actually okay,
yeah,
it would have gone erotica.
Yeah,
but he was actually a good guy for once.
Oh, no.
And he didn't get any action. So instead of that becoming sexy dream,
you decided to punch the plot.
I know.
You decided to fuck the plot instead.
So, but what happened?
Scott killed a guy.
Yeah, that happened. But we met an older Brennan Healy, who was the same character. We just met him as an adult in the dream.
That's it.
That was the illusion that we got there.
He met an art gallery.
Yep.
And the gallery had the same paintings that we saw when we went and the other guy then, James and Graham Barrett.
I just remember that when we played that one game, his name is fucking Post-It.
Yeah, Post-It.
Fucking Post-It. I remember I misread the name that you had Google translated. Fun.
So my girlfriend is playing Mao for the first time.
What?
Card game Mao.
I've never heard of that.
That's okay. That's beneficial. The only rule of Mao is that you're not allowed to know any of the rules.
Yep.
Okay, so how does that go?
But you've already broken the game by knowing one of the rules.
It's the only rule you're allowed to know.
So it's like Calvin Ball then?
No, there are rules. You're just not allowed to know them.
Basically, whoever introduces you to Mao is a dick.
Yep. You figure the rules out.
It's Jaren.
But...
You think you figure the rules out, and then the person who made the rules makes up more.
No, I always play by the rules I learned by. I never change them.
Jaren changes them.
Well, then he's a dick.
He is a dick.
Yeah.
That's why we love him.
It's an exercise in intelligence.
Hi, gun. Cat. Oh, my.
Beautiful.
Also a mimetic.
Gun cat.
Which are pretty cool. Also, I love how all this is going to be on the recording, and Matt's going to have to cut it out later.
He doesn't even cut lab games.
Hi, future Matt.
Unless we say something really racist.
I cut these things out.
Also, I like how I keep making obelisks of dice.
You keep making dice noises on the recording is what you keep doing.
Whatever.
I have one question that I need to ask Nate that I can't ask anybody.
You can ask me. I probably know most things.
I can't ask you out loud.
You can't. I know most things. Ask me in text.
Write it on a piece of paper and push it under the bathroom door. Is that what you just said?
Yep. Alright.
Then how is he supposed to answer?
Ask me in text.
Also push the pencil.
Yeah.
Write on your character sheet. Since you're not using it anymore.
It's like how ferocious the guy is.
Let's play. He's serious about play.
Play is serious business.
It is.
That's why I really want to see what Nate does with a gun cat based character.
Oh, you have ink in you. I can see it.
You want me to get you another pen? I have
I want this pen to work.
I have a bajillion of them. Those are cheap ass pens.
They were cheap ass pens.
Ass pens? I pulled them out of my ass.
How
cheap they were. They were ass pens. Ass pens.
Ass pens.
It's like the pens for your ass.
Which that's, is actually wait, what that's what the pens are for. You don't have a front diaper and a rear diaper.
Maybe you
don't. That's just called a catheter.
Those are different. This is just a little different.
Yeah.
In a colostomy bag.
Oh, God.
You colostomy bag. Shitinabag.com.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
So wait, can we see what's on that piece of paper? I want to know the plot!
Oh, well, I mean, we could grab that piece of paper with all his notes on it right there.
You're building a theory.
He can read it.
See, he knew we would do that. So he wrote down plot.
He wrote decoy notes.
That's
yeah, he spent that whole time.
He actually told me to do all this.
And in the middle of the game, I will go to the bathroom and you will pretend to
He's got the real plot on a bunch of note cards in the bathroom.
On the toilet.
That he's...
Another news, cum shitters.
Cum shitters!
You have to cut all this out.
Edit this in post.
What were all the other things that, I remember that was how the New World campaign ended. That it was just because things got too serious, cum shitters.
Yep.
I remember there was one thing where
the campaign ended with a toast and then cum shitters.
And then there was also, I think, what was the other thing that there was one just game of the New World where they just started going out of their way to just say as many, it's like, cum shitters, tummy sticks.
that was like the second game, yeah.
Yeah, well, the first game recorded that had, that was the, yeah, talking about having sex with Gripley.
Yep, Frog Snatch.
Yep. And I remember, it's funny that, like, Cody introduced that in a fairly inoffensive manner. Cody did that. It was Tom that brought up the what if I just happened to fall into one of your women? And it got up and fell again. And then Cody came back in and was like, and then, yeah, and then I blew my load in your frog snatch. That's where it came from.
Hi, welcome back.
How about that? Reading this?
Yeah.
It's a micron.
Remembering what
you're and?
It's got an itty bitty little tip. It's not all going to come out at once.
I know. I'm shaking. Notes. I'm not shaking.
The thing is, like, these are the things that I wrote down so that I have an idea of, like, what
you're doing. It's a good shaking pen.
I remember all the details.
Yeah.
I'll just tell her about,
like, reading that.
Yeah, you got a hand mix.
Yeah, I do. Okay. It's why I smoked for so long, because it was nice to have something in my hands.
I took like a whole class on why fidgets help you learn. Pretty much.
Yeah, it gives you something to do while you're listening.
Matt's going to cut this out of the recording, but I have a very disgusting habit
No, please don't.
I'm not going.
Do you masturbate while you're in class?
No.
Masturbate.
And we're back.
And we're back.
After these messages from Tom something Jim Bum.
All right.
Just more for Matt to cut out later.
And we're back.
Okay, so.
You guys have to look for that part on the waveform.
Yeah. I'm loud.
So, my God. Well then.
Yo, something.
We haven't made a lot of progress on, hang on. This is guidance in January. Never mind. Ignore me.
We don't know when we've, yeah, we yeah, don't know never what mind, progress mind, we've made on anything.
Sorry. Yet. Never mind. Thinking literally, and I shouldn't be. Ignore this!
Ah!
We can still talk about it and just not make any progress until January.
No,
that would be bad.
That's dumb.
Is this a time skip or a time?
It's a time sideline that's ahead.
Yeah. Parallel stories.
It's just basically it's a story that occurs.
We're homestucking so hard.
it's a story that occurs at a point in the future. But deals with plot points that aren't at all addressed in anything else.
Yeah, very much not the main plot.
Yeah. I can tell you where probably Spring Present is at this point if it hasn't been completely destroyed.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't want to say anything because I don't know.
Yeah,
George might be dead by now. I don't know.
Nah.
He's in jail.
You could totally talk about how Manny is cheating on Caleb with Brendan. Bing.
He's gone.
Bing. Okay.
Keep on going.
Ah!
Gutty, shut the hell up!
Oh, Gutty, God, Matt, could you not make that sound to her again?
Gutty, I will punch you into next week.
Could you not have a horrible headache?
Punch you back here.
But make the most grating sound you could.
I'm pretty sure I couldn't even make anything approximating that sound.
Is this
right
the
now.
Most? No.
Like just talking loudly hurts my voice.
But in any case, Brendan.
Hey, I got a message here from a Swedish prince. I asked Lice about Fiasco, and he said he's here from 6 a.m. to noon our time. Mm.
6 a.m.
Or he said, no, he said he's good. He said he's good anytime except that.
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot to not that
statement. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much, much better then. Okay. I was like, fuck. All right. Because we're getting drunk at 6 a.m.
It's 5 o'clock 6
a.m. getting drunk in the morning. Gotta be Smash Cut.
God damn it. God damn it. Game over.
I'll throw all
of
these dice at you.
Podcast over.
Podcast over. Deleting all actual plays.
Offended.
Offended.
Leaving.
I am leaving.
Eat the cake.
Initiating caking software.
Give me this. Oh, interrupt me.
Hey, buddy.
Let me, if I'm going to do a crazy laugh, let me do a fucking crazy laugh.
I'm a lot crazier.
This is a competition of crazy laugh.
Maybe Caleb laughs crazy.